In this bulletin, a baby girl found dead on a Gold Coast beach. The coalition hails the outcome of this weekend's APEC meeting. And a Mexican wins the Australian Golf Open for the first time. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Queensland police are questioning the mother and father of a nine-month-old girl found dead on a Gold Coast beach. Officers are working to identify the infant and the cause of her death, which is being treated as murder. Detective Inspector Mark Hogan says officers were called to an area of the beach by the Esplanade at Surfers Paradise early this morning.
Police and emergency services attended. However, the baby was pronounced deceased at the scene. We appeal to the public and anyone who may have information to come forward.
Police expect to have more information later this afternoon. Senior members of the coalition are hailing the outcome of this weekend's Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation, or APEC, meeting, despite it ending without a final communique for the first time in history. The APEC communique is an official statement detailing the common goals of countries at the meeting. Australia was caught in the middle of tensions between its largest trading partner, China, and longtime ally, the United States. Prime Minister Scott Morrison spent most of his time making the Pacific a priority, announcing several new projects for the region. Defence Minister Christopher Pyne has told Sky News too many people are focusing on the end of the meeting rather than what happened before it.
The communique itself will be settled, I'm sure, down the track. The most important thing is the work that went on behind the scenes. But we do have disagreements around trade, around the World Trade Organization, and obviously that played out in the last few hours of the conference.
The coalition government has narrowed its popularity gap with Labor in a new poll. A Fairfax Ipsos poll shows Labor in front 52% to 48% on a two-party preferred basis. Labor led 55-45 a month ago. The survey also shows a division over Muslim immigration. About 49% of respondents thought Australia's intake should stay the same or increase, while 46% said it should be reduced. The survey also found Australians believe there are six times as many Muslims in the country than there actually are. The head of the Victoria Police African Australian Community Task Force says the responsibility for reporting potential terrorist threats should not fall solely on religious leaders. It comes a week after senior members of the federal government, including Prime Minister Scott Morrison and Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton, called on Islamic leaders to do more to report potential threats. Their comments followed the deadly Bourke Street knife attack in Melbourne. Victorian Police Commander Stuart Bateson has told SBS Radio's Somali program, everyone in the community has a part to play.
What we would like to see is that real concentration from everyone in the community, sporting groups, cultural groups, intercultural interactions where we build a really strong and cohesive community. And I think that's where there's a role for all of us, Islamic leaders, Christian leaders, political leaders to play.
Abraham Ansa has become the first ever Mexican to win the Australian Open. Ansa started the final round at the Lakes with a commanding 5-shot lead, which he turned into just the second win of his professional career. He shot a 3-under par final round to finish at 16-under and have his name etched on the Stonehaven Cup. Ansa is the first non-Australian or American since Rory McIlroy in 2013 to win the Australian Open. Let's look at the weather for the rest of today. It's partly cloudy in Perth, 21. A shower or two developing in Adelaide, 35 degrees. Mostly sunny in Melbourne, a top of 29. The sun continues in Hobart and 27. Also sunny in Canberra, 27 there as well. In Wollongong, partly cloudy and 20. In Sydney and Newcastle, much the same, 23 degrees. In Brisbane, partly cloudy and 25. In Cairns, mostly sunny, 32 degrees. And in Darwin, a possible shower or storm and a top of 33 degrees. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is SBS News.